You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon.
Featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West. Today we're reading a reflection by Ellen Baumler of the Montana Historical Society. These thoughts stem from her research into the dark history of Montana's state prison at Deer Lodge. In 2006, Baumler witnessed the long overdue pardon of those convicted by the 1918 sedition law. She writes,
"World War I hysteria prompted one of the most appalling chapters in American history. I cannot imagine the fear German Americans experienced when the United States was at war with their native country. Here in Montana, 40% of the population was of German extraction. The state's harsh sedition law infringed on rights guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution. The turmoil of war blinded everyday citizens as well as officials. In 1918, Montana's legislature outlawed the German language. It became a crime to speak against the war, to refuse to buy liberty bonds, or to act in a manner perceived as anti-American. Any of these could land a citizen in prison. Among the more than 70 people convicted of sedition in Montana, 41 men and one woman did jail time. Two convicted of seditious statements and refusal to buy liberty bonds were Janet Smith and her husband, ranchers in remote southeastern Montana. Among other caustic comments, Mrs. Smith called the Red Cross a fake organization. She was sentenced to 5 to 10 years at the notorious Deer Lodge prison. After she served 26 months, the Supreme Court reversed her conviction. Decades later, in 2006, Governor Brian Schweitzer posthumously pardoned the Smiths and 77 other Montanans. I witnessed that moving ceremony that brought closure to families devastated and stigmatized by their ancestors' jail sentences."
Baumler pairs her thoughts with a passage from Darkest Before Dawn, Sedition and Free Speech in the American West, written by Clemens P. Work.
Work further speculates on the Smiths and their conviction. He writes,
"Stockman William K. Smith and his wife Janet did not have German ancestry, but if anything, they came across as even more sympathetic than some. The Smiths also ran the post office in the outpost of Sale, more than 130 miles south of Miles City. It was there, witnesses said, that the couple sounded off about the war and refused to contribute to the war effort. The isolated Smiths may not have realized that the shadow of fear darkened even one of the most remote settlements in the country." The Smiths' trial in mid-October of 1918 provided the capstone for a remarkable season of sedition hunting in Custer County. Not only the trials themselves, but also the gavel-to-gavel coverage they received in the Miles City Star and the two weeklies in town had kept the town on edge. "Before the bar of justice had come a man and a woman with few, if any, redeeming qualities, at least in the eyes of a wartime Montana community. The statements and actions attributed to them sound hard-bitten and distrustful, the kind made by tough, taciturn, misanthropic loners. In other words, the kind of people that might be expected to survive in the desolate buttes and coulees of southeastern Montana. But in 1918, what was skeptical became unpatriotic. What was thrifty became miserly. What was opinion became sedition."
A passage by Clemens P. Work.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Five Valleys Land Trust, protecting water, wildlife, farms, and ranches throughout western Montana.
Listen again and subscribe to our podcast at reflectionswest.org.